It's the pinnacle of modern sensibility. It's designed for healthy living in any century. Just look, it's so symmetrical. It's like your favorite dame. Just look around this place. It's pretty. Your new throne is 15 feet wide by 72 deep. It's got all the creature comforts, the real amenities. You've heard that in America, freedom isn't free. But in a single eye, yeah, in a single wide, it's cheap. Yeah, in a single wide, you never die. Yeah, in a single wide, you live forever.
It stands, squat and proud, soaking up sun and rain and whatever else comes its way. It dances with the wind and takes everything in, drunk, but not letting you know it. Touch the walls, friend, they're full of living and breathing. It's vermin, but the point is you'll never be alone. Walk the floors, they're practically ergonomic in their contours and shag carpeted for your constant comfort, plus the mice love it. Whoa, watch out for the soft spot as you walk in, you don't want to fall through. And that's not all, take your rightful place, and you are besieged by your very own community.
That's a beautiful thing.
Merle's not that good at women, considering the four divorces, but damn it if he doesn't mow the lawn. He's very proud of the lack of trash around here, be it in the form of empty beer cans or unsavory personages. Randy, meanwhile, doesn't talk much, but he has trouble remembering yesterday regardless. He's not allowed to drive, but his walks in the town keep him trim and sweaty and productively occupied, thank God. What else do you want? It's all that and more. Earl is the nail in his coffin, damn it. Your landlord, leaseboard, kill time, manager, and pal. He's got common sense and a very manful inability to express it. You stick with him and you might learn a thing or two. He does not want you to leave. No one does. They know you want what they want. They know you are at your best with them at home.
There's a reason for that.
You've heard.